You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. On any given day across the country, there are over 600,000 openings for technology-related jobs. Over the past few years, training programs called coding boot camps have sprung up to help fill these gaps. But boot camps are often quick, intensive, and expensive. In the last 2 years, a new type of training program has emerged in the Bay Area, a model without lectures or even teachers. KLW's Bowen Wang explores how these new coding institutions work for students hungry to learn how to become software engineers.
Is this normal size right now? Yeah, that's 10,000. It's just a text file.
Oh, I'm in Fremont observing a group of students gathered around one computer monitor. And I'll be honest, I'm very confused.
We're using a map generator. That's what this is here. It's going to generate a board for us. We're passing in the parameters of 10,000 by 10,000. That's how...
That's Jamie Bouchard. And I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about. I don't know the first thing about coding systems or lingo. But just 4 weeks ago, Jamie had the same amount of coding knowledge as I do. Now, Jamie can explain the function of Perl systems and how to program in C language. So how did Jamie learn all of this so quickly? Enter a school known simply as 42.
Well, let's see if this works. Let's see if this works.
There's crashes.
It shouldn't crash.
42 is a nonprofit coding school that started several years ago in Paris, France. In 2016, it opened its first American campus in Fremont. Its mission? To provide accessible coding education for folks of all backgrounds, including Jamie Bouchard, who worked at a garden center and a hospital before this.
As far as like actually doing programming, no, I have literally no experience.
At 42, students spend a few years learning all sorts of tech languages, and they get internships as computer engineers. But here's the real kicker. 42 doesn't charge tuition, and doesn't ask students to pay back the school when they land a job. At first, Jamie wondered, is this too good to be true?
A school that's supposedly teaching me useful, knowledgeable stuff, and they're not going to charge me money for it. Like, what's the catch? What's going on?
Well, 42 is completely funded by a French billionaire named Xavier Niel, and he believes that lots of talented programmers exist outside universities. But with 42, he doesn't believe in having teachers.
Oh, I saw it fly by. All right, full scale this.
What you're hearing is peer learning. Students work day in and day out on complex coding puzzles, relying only on their fellow classmates and the internet for help. Brittany Beer, chief operating officer, says everyone at 42 functions as both a student and a teacher, because that's what's needed in the real world.
What I always remind the students is that what happens if one day you go out and create your own startup, and so you are the boss and you have a question about how to develop this new solution for the project that you are currently working on. You can't turn to your boss because your boss is you.
And what happens when real startup teams get stuck?
Well, you're going to reach out to your friends. You're going to reach out to those that you had worked with originally. You're going to reach out to other experts in that community. And if all else fails, Google is your best friend.
Can you walk me through your shell script?
Sure.
So my shell script is called Fly because the project is Stymphalian birds. So
this learning style is perfect for students like Sino Olabi, who says he always felt like he couldn't ask college professors everything he wanted.
They don't have time to answer every one of your questions. But here it's like, I can ask Ian something. I can ask Mason something. I can get all my questions answered by somebody else who might have the answer without feeling like they're above me because they're my professor or whatever. So it's a lot more like comfortable to approach people here.
Part of the reason for this comfort is that 42 provides free dorms for out-of-state students and also encourages an active student life away from computers.
What time's the Flow Club at?
6 to 8.
Students have formed their own organizations, like Bicycle Club, Rock Climbing Club, and even Yo-Yo Flow Club.
Is that a lightsaber? Yeah, this is Darth Maul's lightsaber.
After hanging out at 42, I go to visit another program focusing on peer learning, Holberton School in San Francisco.
So maybe you are a little bit of a coffee freak, and you really like coffee.
But my first taste of Holberton School has nothing to do with coding. Holberton also focuses on and develops its students' soft skills through assignments like blog writing, mock interviewing, and public speaking. Here, a student practices by presenting on her life prior to coding. Coffee.
We can taste the difference if a coffee was brewed with a bleached filter or a non-bleached natural filter.
Now, beyond their lack of formal teaching curriculum, there's an interesting connection between 42 and Holberton School. Both of their founders are French. So I wondered, is there some European educational philosophy about peer learning? And it turns out, yes. In the late 19th century, a movement called progressive education began, and it advocated learning by doing. Here's Holberton School's co-founder, Sylvain Calanche.
They should learn by grabbing pieces of information that are accessible to them, all around them, right? So it could be books, could be workmates, could be classmates, could be internet, could be, you know. So basically, like, be flexible in terms of where you can grab the information.
Sylvain is driven to help solve two big issues in tech, a lack of qualified software engineers and a lack of diversity. And just a year in, he says Holberton's doing just that.
And in terms of diversity, we got some quite amazing results. We have more women than men. We have, it's about 40% people of color.
Students at both Holberton and 42 hail from a wide range of backgrounds and even different countries, like India and Russia. The programs build on the reality that students have no choice but to lean on each other for support. Coding is the language and culture they have in common. Here's Holberton student Mason Fish.
And so when I first met everybody and saw that they were just as motivated as I was actually a little disappointed. As like, oh shoot, you know, I'm not as special as I thought. This quickly went away because I realized how much value it is in finding other people who are like-minded.
And in these communities, students naturally learn how to become experts in collaborating.
When I first thought about what peer learning would be, I thought it would be that I would be learning about computer science from my peers. And that is partially true, but I think that what you're learning with that peer learning environment is actually how to work with other people. And that is so practical to the work environment.
But I wondered how valuable skills like peer learning and collaboration were to tech recruiters. I spoke with Jessica Stielau from the recruiting agency called The Sorcery.
Communication is always one of the number one things that hiring managers are looking for, an ability to communicate both in verbal communication and written communication. And they're not just saying, like, can you write in complete sentences? But they're also saying, can you communicate a complex idea in a way that other people can understand?
Jessica works with software engineering candidates from both traditional and non-traditional backgrounds. She says employers are starting to hire more for aptitude and not just a proven skill set.
Really good hiring managers and recruiters look for somebody's ability to be able to do the job, but not necessarily that they've already done that kind of work before.
Students at both 42 and Holberton are getting jobs as full-stack engineers at some of the biggest tech names, like LinkedIn, Apple, and Dropbox. But as 42 student Sina Olabi says, a training program is only as good as the effort you put into it.
You can't just sit down in a lab and expect to just absorb this knowledge. You have to actually work for it. You know, nothing worth doing in life is easy.
And if you can find others just as motivated as you to learn from, you just might be able to learn anything. For Cross Currents, this is Bowen Wang.